Yosef ben Chanina, Zoyche lebirchas halolu, Yosef talar abrochis. Shenemar, Mulik shafti le mitzvoistar, vi kenor shlamecha, betekoskov gali ayam, vi kechel zracha, betasoy meyecha. You have a lot of brochas. You have good children, you'll have a lot of brochas. Shrashi lulik shafti, loshem amtoni. As if you wait for your chaver, then le mitzvoistai, vishvil mitzvoistai, shetzivisi ligmo chesed. About an Indian to be goymer chasodim, so if you do this goymer ches, you let the other person daven, you'll have a lot of brochas. So top place it says, Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, Dizvil hoye lehem, babotik and yisir shalehem, shoye basodeh, bulakach balayla yesh lehamtim. As even though our Gemara's mash mistam every tefillah sonny, because then it used to be in the fields. So you're afraid to be alone, you can't have kavana. But could be today, in the middle of the day, we're davening shul, you're not afraid to stay to yourself, you wouldn't have this inyan. But by Mara's Atzayis Balayla, then anybody's afraid to stay yourself, so then you should wait for him. The Riho Yamachet Filosai, the Ri used to make sure he daven very, very long. Omarach Achiyot Sekulam, he used to wait till finish davening last, today that everybody else should finish before him. V'yim B'Toykar Kol Yishum Modem Bo Vesa Knesses, Ho Yamayim B'Sefer Achigamat Filosam. As he was a Machmir, the Ri. If anybody came to daven Mara of late, he could look into a Sefer until he finished davening. So praise is a nice thing to do. Like it's called Gemilas Chasodim, doing somebody chesed, if you wait for him till he finishes davening. Right, the Tanya, Ada bin Yamin Oimer, Il Molai Nitnu Rishus Layin Lirois. If we would have Rishus with our eyes to be able to see all the Mazikim that's around us, and Kolber Yechol Lama Bepnei Mazikim, we couldn't take it. If there's so many Mazikim in front of our eyes, we would go crazy. So it's Ramesh, the chesed of Hashem that we can't see the Mazikim. Omer Abaya, Inu Nefishi Minon, they're much, much more than us. They came me alone, ki kistla liugya. They're right around us like a rim around the hole. That's how they're remember surrounding us. So Rashi says, ki kistla liugya, ki shuros chafira. If you have a shura, you dig in, when you want to plant something, you make a shura of digging down. Hamakefes ugya, that the rim goes around it. Shoyis and tachas the kafan, they make under the grapes. You can't make the rims around the ditch there lined for the grapes. Last of Shomayim Lahashkas Agefen. Your kisses, Rashi, you tell him Shomana or Ro, where you plow with, where you seed with. Hamakefes, it goes around, Saviv, Estal Hogia. That goes around like the rim that goes around and around it. The Agefen, the Tuya Betel. And inside, in the hole itself, that's where you plant the Agefen, the grapes. And around it is this rim, Bresh Nedorim. So the Mazikim are all around us. Omer Alpune, Kol Chad V'Chad Minon, every one of us. Alpha, Mismerna, we have 1,000 Mazikim on our left side. Revosim Yemina, 10,000 on our right side. That's what we had before. What?
What's the difference?
I don't know. But that's what we had before. When you say Krishma, you have a cherub, which they papiyos, and it has like a knife on two sides of it to take care of the Mazikim on the right side and the left side. Omar Rova, hai duchtiot heavy bekalom, minayu heavy. Mo, you come to shear, it feels very, very crowded. You should know it's not Yechava pushing you, it's the Mazikim pushing you. So Drashi, hai duchtiot heavy bekalom. Drashi, pomim, shev nayodim yoishim revochim. You're sitting in shear, mamish, two seats empty between you and the next one. V'yayim ha-shabi, shabur l'shmoyah drosha. V'doyim olem ki yoishim l'chukim, and it feels all squashed there. You know what's squashed? The Mazikim are squashing you. Vaitahani birki di shloi minayu. Shashi birki di shloi means breichim ayefim. If you have a weak or tired out breichim, your knees are tired because they're bound, they're pushing you there. They're pushing your knees. Hani mani di rabbon and the boli. If your clothing gets worn out, you have holes in your clothing, mechushi di zul, because they're pushing you, they're rubbing against you. That's how come your clothing got so worn out. Shashi mani di rabbon and the boli. Digdei atamidim. Shebolim maher, it gets used up very fast. They name him b'nei melacha shivla b'gdayim. They're not working them in yeshiva learning. How come their clothing gets ruined? Because the mazikim are there. No, not so much. No, they say the goyim were mavatal the mazikim. A lot of them. We don't have them too much. Hani karya de menakfin. If you have your knees that bang into one another, is also minayu heavy. It's from then. So the more man the boy the maid the loo, if you want to be able to know to see it's like a true they're all around you, if the answer is lacy kitten on healy, take some fresh ashes, the nahadir apuraya, put it around your bed at night. But it's tough in the morning when you wake up, chazia kikari tanagula,
you'll see on footsteps like a chicken footsteps around you. The pshat is those of the mazikin dancing around it. That's how you know it's true, they're around you. If you want to see the mazikin, what's the etzah? Leisei shaliyotza de shunva. Take a shuri that the placenta of a cat. Uchmisa bas uchmisa. That the mother was black and this is black. Buchrisa bas buchrisa. They're both the first one that was born. Take this type of a shalisa, this type of a placenta from a cat. Shrashi shalisa, the shinrashi shaliyotza, a havlad. Shalchos mekeva. No, not the placenta, the vlad itself. Take the Buchrus Adrashi Abchor Lima. This is the first one to its mother. Bas Buchrutom. V'yaf Ima Hoysa Bechora. Even the mother cat was also the first one from her mother. V'liklaya Benura, burn it. V'lishkayu and take the ashes of it. V'limle Einay Minayu, put it into your eyes. Put these ashes into your eyes, and that's the way you'll see the mazikim. V'chazalhu and you'll see them. But right away, put it into a metal jar, put it in. And also seal it with a metal seal. So you know the mazikim are big enough and they'll come and steal it from you. So if you want, what?
Steal what?
They'll steal this ashes that you have, this magic here. They'll steal it from you. And also close the cover of the pume, the opening of it, that it shouldn't be mazik you, the mazikim. Mora Bibi Bar Abaya Ovid, he tried this out, he put it into his eyes. Chozia, he saw the mazikim of the Yiskun Bahu, of the Yiskun. He got hezik. They got into him. They started to give him sorrows. Boy Rabbi Rachmi Levi Yiskun. Rabbi Rachmi Levi Yiskun. Rabbi Rachmi Levi Yiskun. The Chorah Limer from this is don't try it out. It's not good to try it out. You have to be careful. But like you're saying, the Zmanazah, I don't think this is no game. The Zmanazah, the Mazikim, they were Mavat of them already, all these rope of them, and we don't have this. By Titanyo, Abba bin Yom Noimer, Ein Tfilo Shalodim Nishmas El Babes HaKnes. It's a place, the Davin is in Shul. Shenema Lishmoye El Arina Vela Tfilo. So Rina means Saint Barabin, Saint Shvachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so with Ashen, but Mokim Rina. He's in a basic nest where it's mocking the yuchid to say that the serena to daven to Hashem sham tei tefila. That's where you should daven. And the nafkamina is even if you have to daven be yichidus and at the time where there won't be a minion, there's still an inyan to daven in shul if you could rather than davening at home, because the mocking rina the tefila is more nishmas. Trashi be mocking rina. Trashi be basic nest is shasham oimri matziba shiras b'shus bachos ben imas kolaru. The daven nice in a sweet voice. But it's an inyan to daven with Hashem, use out your nice voice, daven nicely. So that's a mokim tefillah. Omer Ravin bar Rav Ada, Omer Rav Yitzchok. Minayin shakodesh baruch hu mitzuyah beis hakness, terim lakodesh baruch hu comes to shul also. Shenemo lakim nitzav v'yadas keel. Hakodesh baruch hu was there, v'yadas keel, zetrashi, v'beis moyit shaloi, which means the basic nesses. That's a mokim yuchus v'akodesh baruch hu, and he's there. Uminayin liyasorosh mespano. When you have 10 people davening, sheshchini moyim, the shchini is there, and we'll soon see later the shchini even comes before we come. Shenem alakim nitzav be'aras keil. The Kodesh Baruch was standing there. Trashi minayin lasora. He's eido kruya basora. And eido is always called 10. Shenem ad moser leido ruazois. You have the call of Yeshua. Without call of Yeshua, there were 12 miraglim, and without call of Yeshua, there was 10. So eido is always called 10. They're not learning Torah. They're still passing the shayla a bezdin. You have 3 of them. Sheshchini, Moed, the Shchini is there also. Shenema b'kerav olakim yishpoit. That when you're making a yishpoit, the mishpah, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is there also. When minayin l'shnayim sheyoshim veiskim b'tayroh sheshchini moim. If you have 2 people learning together, the Shchini is there. Shenema oz nidbru yirei Hashem ish ariyehu v'yakshev Hashem. Like Kodesh Baruch Hu is there listening. We have 2 people talking and learning. Yeah, Hashem is listening. My fet gemar l'choy shvei shemoy. What does the potter say l'choy shvei shemoy? They only have machshava about it. Om Ravashi, the chiddush is chishev adam lasas mitzvah. A person has a good machshava, he wants to do a mitzvah. Venenus, annoyingness happens, he can't do the mitzvah. V'lo yosa is malon v'kosa kiluosa. Still, the Eibush gives you schar tov as if he did the mitzvah. Mashenke, if you have machshava, do a chet. The Eibush doesn't count as if you did the chet. It's only at midas harachmir if you have machshava to do a mitzvah. It's as if you did the mitzvah. Uminayin shafilu echot sheyesh veisik b'teirah shechina imay. Even one person learning teirah the shechina is there. Shenema b'chol hamokim asher asti reshmi. Any place you mention my name, Ovei Elecha Vrachticha, I will come and give you bracha mashmur I am there. So Mashur learns pshat, v'chol mokam asher after Shmi, I mention my name in the pshat, tamazah, you're not allowed to mention Hashem's name. It's a Hashem levatoli, you can't say. No, while you're learning, then you're allowed to say Hashem's name. So if you have Hashem in Torah or in the Gemara, you're allowed to say Hashem's name. That's the right, we're talking about learning Torah. His v'chol mokam asher after Shmi means you have a heter to say Hashem's name, I'll come there and give you a bracha.
Another pshat could be the way the Ramban says in Chumash, in the Akdoma, that really the whole Torah of Iksav is different Srufim of Shemus of Hashem. Torah really called the name of Hashem. The other Vazab Chomokim, Asheraskir Hashmi, when you mention Hashem's name, means by learning Torah, because Bracha will give you back a Bracha. That's also a pshat later, we'll see, we learn our Birchot Torah from the Pasuk of Kishem Hashem Ekro, of a greater Lokeno, the same pshat. By calling out Hashem's name means saying the Torah Shabbiksav, that's different to Rufa Makarosh Baruch Hu, that's called calling out Hashem's name. Alright, turn over, continue on the other side.
Yoyde Shemecha, through learning Torah, we know Hashem's name, because the whole Torah is different ways of shameless of Hashem. For the Gemara, the Chimiachad, the Filuchad, that Hashem is there. So train me, boy. What do we have to have a post before if two people are learning? Well, Vada, if you have more than two people learning together, Vada Shem is there. So the Gemara, Trey, Michta, Milayu, the Sefer Zechronis. Two people learning together is a bigger Mila. Hashem writes down it in the Sefer Zechronis. Chad, Le, Michta, Milayu, the Sefer Zechronis. It's not so Choshev, Hashem doesn't write it down in the Sefer Zechronis. Whatever that means. And Vada Kodesh Baruch Hu still remembers it, and Hashem is still there. But it doesn't have the Mila of him writing it down in the Sefer Zechronis. For the Gemara of Chimiachas, a filu tray, you have two, so plus me boy. What do we have to have plus for that three? Passing the Shiloh, Hashem is there, Pshita Hashem is there. The Normal, the Taima, Dina, Shlomo, the Almahu, we said before was three, a Bezdin. Maybe a Bezdin, a Din is only called Shlomo, they're doing making Shalom. But that's not called a learning Torah though. So it wouldn't have the Mile of the Shechina should be there. No, the Chiddush is when it passed in the Shaila, that's also called like you're learning Torah. Therefore, Hashem is there.
You're actually discussing
Torah. Discussing Torah, but the Havamina is no. It's only discussing to make Shalom. Like, yeah, somebody says you owe me 100. He says, no, I don't owe you $100. They're just trying to make Shalom b'neiim. Kamashma is also Torah. The Chimiachad Afilu Tlosa is Asor mi boy. What's the Chiddush by 10? Hashem comes there. The Torah says Asara Kod Mashchina. When you have 10 and minion, Hashem even comes before we're there. The Asla Tlosa, the Kod Mashchina, the Asya Tlosa the Yasi. Hashem came three people. First you have to sit down, then Hashem comes there. When you're going to have a minion, Hashem knows that there's going to be a minion there. He comes even before the minion is there. So Taz brings down from the Kolboy, that's in you to have a near Talmud burning in the Shul. Because even before we come, Hashem is there. So it's not nice Hashem should be alone. Therefore, he's supposed to have the Nair burning always there, but Hashem comes before we come there. The Kolboy. Omer Rabbi Yavin bar Ravad, Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, Minayin Shekodesh Baruch Hu Mniach Tfilim. How do we know that Kodesh Baruch Hu puts on Tfilim? Just like we wear Tfilim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu also wears Tfilim. So the Mashah goes on there, Arichis, what does it mean that Kodesh Baruch Hu puts on Tfilim? So the Kitzur, what he says is, the Inyan that we wear Tfilim is, that we want to be Dovik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So by wearing Tefillin, we're more Mekusha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same way Faket, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Mekusha with Klal Yisrael. So the way Hashem shows that is by wearing Tefillin. And we'll soon see the Pesukim he uses in his Tefillin is showing, talking about the godness of Klal Yisrael. Like we say, Ein Melech B'lo Yam. A Melech is only if he has an Am. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Mekusha with us, with Klal Yisrael. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears Tefillin, this Midah, that he wants to be Mekusha to us. Just like our film is the Mekusha Tokarish Baruch Hu. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Nishpa Hashem b'yaminoi u'vizroya uzoi. B'yaminoi, what does b'yaminoi mean? Zuat Torah. Kodesh Baruch Hu swears with the Koyach of Torah. Shenema, b'yaminoi eish dos lomai. That's Torah. What's u'vizroya uzoi? Elu tefillin. That's the tefillin that Kodesh Baruch Hu has on his hands. Shenema, Hashem oiz lamo yitain. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a strength to Klal Yisrael. U'minayin shret gemara shat film oizain. How do we know that the oiz, the strength, is in tefillin, li Yisrael, to Klal Yisrael? The chsiv, the pasuk says, v'ro kolam yoritz, all the goyim will see, ki shem Hashem nikru lecha, that you have the shem Hashem on you, which means tefillin, you're wearing tefillin, v'yiru mimekah, they'll be afraid of you. That's the pasuk that the eyes for Klai Yisrael is the tefillin, and when the goyim will see the tefillin, they'll run away from you. And there's a famous maaseh to bring down with the Gro, that the Gro was once put in tefis in jail, and when it came time for the judgment to give him a judgment, he Gro for sure always wore a tefillin. So in front of the judge, he uncovered his hat, and he let the judge look at his tefillin, and right away the judge sent him out and said goodbye, go home. The famous mice that bring down from the Gro, just possibly that when they saw his tefillin, the Yoram and Mecca, they got afraid of him. Kenzan, you have to be a Gro also for that. V'tanya Reb Leza God Leiner Elu Tefillin Shabrosh. Is that what the pasuk says? Gro Kleamor So See the Shem Hashem. That means it's Tefillin Shabrosh. That's the tefillin that you're supposed to see, show off with, so the Goyim will be afraid of us. Omalei Reb Nachman Reb Yitzchok Reb Chiya Baravin. Hani Tefillin Demora Yalno Mike Sibu. What does it say in the Kodesh Baruch Hu's tefillin? Because what it says in our tefillin about the Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Nisan that Hashem did to us, it doesn't ask Hashem to have in his tefillin. Rashi, but oiz le'amo yiminayin shat tefillin oiz heim liyisrael dechsiv ro v'yiru mimekah. My tefillin booz, it's Rashi, vishleim ebit tefillin didan, and now with tefillin ksiv, shema v'yim shemoya, kadish li kol b'chor, v'yiki v'yachol, these are the four parashiyas. Parashiyosh, and it's tavul then, losum zichroi mitzvoysosh l'kodesh baruch hu oiz. But these are parashiyas that talk about the chiyiv to put on tefillin. So it's good when we put these parashiyas in our tefillin, it talks about the chiyiv, we have to wear tefillin. The zichron nam the Yisrael, and the day my tzibul, but I call it tefillin, that there's no chiyah for Hashem to wear tefillin. The Elamana to Mashiach says Hashem wants to do it to be nifkasha to us. But what does he put? And the Gemara Amalei, he has one parshiyah, mikam chay Yisrael. The pasuk says how great Klai Yisrael is. A goy echad boris. For the Gemara, mi mishtav al kodesh baruch hu b'shavchayu the Yisrael. Is it true that kodesh baruch hu like Breg shows off with the shvach of Klai Yisrael? So tomorrow in stack the truth. The Ksiv es Hashem he Martor Hayoim, or Ksiv Hashem he Mircha Hayoim. What does that mean? Omelam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Atem asusuni chativa achas b'yerlem. You made me very chosh, like they say, Shema Yisrael, with Mekabal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malchu Shemayim, is v'ani esa eschem chativa achas b'yerlem. The same thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes back Klai Yisrael very, very chosh. Heis atem asusuni chativa achas b'yerlem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, you, Klai Yisrael, made me very, very choshev. Shenema Hashma Yisrael Hashem Hakem Hashem Achot. As we all say that there's only one Hashem. Melo Vani Eschem Chativ Achaz Berlim. The Gosh Baruch was saying, I'll also be Mishtabeich you, and consider you like only one in the world. Shenema, the Pasuk says, the Mikam Chay Yisrael, Koyechot Boris. Who is great of Klai Yisrael? They're the only one, Boris. Omle Rabada Brei, the Ravot, the Ravashi. Tenech Bechad Beta. Good, that's Bechad Beta. That's one parsha in one bayis, but Mestav HaKadosh Baruch Hu has like us four batim. So what's the other three parshas? V'shabotei mai, omalei other psukim, kimi goy godol, omi goy godol. There are two different psukim in the Dvarim. Ashrecha Yisrael, oyanisa lekim, olefit chelye. So we have here five parshas. For the Gemara Yochin, efishalu tuva botei. You have a lot of. You have too many parshas. The Rashi Shirei Arba Batimain, the Chura Kodesh Baruch Hu also only has four. See, you have five. Omalei, ki mi goy godol, mi goy godol, to doimil adodi b'chad beisa. Because we reckon there are six psukim here. So the two mi goy godols goes in one bayis. Ashrecha Yisrael mikam chu Yisrael is also b'chad beisa. So that's two. Then oy hanisla kim is b'chad beisa, that's the third one. Ol esitcha el yoin is b'chad beisa. That's how you have the four batim in Kodesh Baruch Hu's tefillin. So the Gemara of the Kulak Siva Biadroi, that's in the Tefillin Shorosh. And who are then Hashem with Tefillin Shoyad? And all of them, like we have, just like we have all four parshas together in Shoyad, but Kodesh Baruch Hu is also the same way. The Rashi in the top on the right side, the Kulak Siva Biadroi, Kolak Suv Malol Uksuvim Bizroya, the Bayis Echad. Shoyisin Shoyad, Einem Ela Bayis Echad. The Shoyad, you only have one Bayis. Exactly what it means is very schwer. This is the Yisrael Gemara here. What does it mean? Hashem wears tefillin. We have Hashem's head and we have Hashem's arms. But let's make sure there's some type of a machshava here.